Everyone. Welcome to the Hobsons Bay Delegated Planning Committee hearing PA 210113 relating to 9 Fenfield Street, Altona. Now, I understand that we have Aaron Van Winden, which I can see he's online, and Michelle Sterling and Glenn Dymott. And then I have somebody with a staff iPhone. Can you please identify yourself? Is somebody else there? Otherwise, I will have to remove you from the meeting.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. It appears as though they're still trying to connect to the audio.
Okay. I can see connecting to audio. Yeah. It's flashing on and off. And just wait. Whoever that is, I might suggest that you leave the room and come back in again to see if that makes any difference.
Through the chair, it might be that it might be a staff of Hobsons Bay phone. So,
okay,
if all anyone right. is connected through that, if they've tried to connect, you might just want to look at that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Then we'll move on with the meeting. Okay, as I said, we're here to listen to 9 Fenfield Street, Altona. I'm going to start by introducing myself. I'm Councillor Peter Hempel. I'm the Mayor of Hobsons Bay. And on the panel, we also have the Deputy Mayor, Councillor Diana Greemer, and Councillor Daria Callender. And we'll make up the Delegated Planning Committee tonight. We also have Arthur Vatsalakis as Urban Manager, Urban Planning Manager. And we have David Tomasis, who's Acting Coordinator of Planning Operations. Also Acting Director, Belinda Stewart, and our Urban Planner, Julia Cellini. So,
Aaron.
Welcome to all. So the process is we are going to hear from the planner who will outline the situation, knowing that this has already been to a delegated planning committee in the past. Then we'll councillors have the opportunity to ask questions of the planner. Then we will go to the objectors to the application, and you have 5 minutes to present your case, and then we'll open up to questions to each of those two parties that are currently there. And as we normally we would then go to the applicant or the applicant's representative We don't have the applicant or their representative presenting tonight. So the next stage is then we will adjourn for a short time and then come back in with a decision on what we're going to do. So thank you for taking part. And so I'm going to start with Ms. Cellini, if you'd like to give us a rundown of the application.
Cool. Thank you, Mayor Hemphill. I'll begin. So the Delegated Planning Committee, DPC, originally reviewed planning application PA210113 at its meeting on 30 November 2021 and determined to refuse the application for the construction of two double-storey dwellings. The DPC resolved to refuse the application on the following grounds. One, the proposal did not meet state planning policy, particularly clause 15 and clause 1601. Two, the proposal did not meet local planning policy, particularly council's residential objectives at clause 21.06-1, clause 21.07, and the Hobsons Bay South Precinct 7 neighbourhood character policy at clause 22.09 of the Hobsons Bay planning scheme. Three, the proposal did not meet the purpose of clause 3208, the general residential zone. And four, the proposal does not meet the objectives of clause 55, two or more dwellings on a lot of the Hobsons Bay planning scheme, specifically neighbourhood character and street setback. The applicant subsequently lodged an appeal to the Victorian Civil and Administrative Tribunal, to review council's decision. A half-day hearing is scheduled on the 1st of July in 2022. The applicant has recently amended the plans as part of the VCAT proceeding. So in summary, the amendment proposed are the garage being set back an additional metre from the front facade to 9.6 metres, alfresco areas to the rear changed to pergolas, the first floor setbacks increased from 9.95 metres to 12.005 metres, the first floor footprint reduced, gable-ended roofs to the eastern side or the front elevation replaced with hipped roofing, brickwork added to the veranda columns, a change in roof material to zincalume, alterations to the colours and material schedule, and an overall decrease in site coverage and increase in permeable area and garden area. These changes can also be found in further detail in the officer's report in Appendix 1. The purpose of the report is to provide council with information regarding the amended plans and make recommendations for response to the tribunal of council's position on these amended plans. So council's recommendation, having considered all the relevant planning policies, the Delegated Planning Committee resolved to maintain its position of refusal to the application and amended statements of ground in relation to the upcoming hearing in respect to planning application PA210113. VCAT reference number P11926/2021 for the demolition of the existing dwelling and construction of two dwellings at 9 Fenfield Street, Altona, based on the following grounds. One, the proposal does not meet state planning policy, particularly clause 15, built environment, clause 15.01-5S, neighbourhood character, and clause 16.01, residential development. Two, the proposal does not meet purpose of clause 43.05, neighbourhood character overlay of the Hobsons Bay planning scheme, specifically street setback, standard B6, side and rear setbacks, standard B17, and design detail, standard B31. Three, the proposal does not meet the following objectives of clause 55 of the Hobsons Bay planning scheme, neighbourhood character, street setback, storage, and design detail. So the key issues with this application. So the planning scheme amendment C131 was gazetted on the 24th of February 2022, updated the planning policy framework of the Hobsons Bay planning scheme in line with the new format introduced through the state government's smart planning program. The amendment also applied new residential zones across the municipality. And as part of this amendment, 9 Fenfield Street was rezoned from residential zone schedule 2 to neighbourhood residential zone schedule 2, where the objective is to preserve the characteristics of the neighbourhood with established garden settings, generous front and side setbacks, and low front fences. The site is also located within the neighbourhood character overlay schedule 3, NCO. Under the NCO, a permit is required to demolish a building. The NCO includes objectives to encourage the retention of original dwellings and building features that contribute to the preferred neighbourhood character of the area and ensure that the new dwellings complement the characteristic pattern of front and side setbacks low-scale horizontal built form, design and building materials, as well as garden space for lawn and vegetation within the front setback. There are also modifications to some Clause 55 standards. On the 20th of May 2022, a practice day hearing was conducted. The hearing discussed the plans circulated by the applicant on the 10th of May. It was determined that the application be amended to include demolition of the existing dwelling, which is required by the neighbourhood character overlay, and the plans be amended in accordance with those received on 10 May 2022, and that no further notice was required. The amended plans were circulated by the applicant, show built form and increased private open space areas around the dwellings. However, the proposed development does not go far enough in achieving compliance with the street setback, standard B6, side and rear setbacks, standard B17, and design detail, standard B31 of the neighbourhood character overlay, schedule 3. So in conclusion, the amended proposal to construct two dwellings at 9 Fenfield Street, Altrincham, that is also including demolition of the existing buildings on the lot, does not achieve satisfactory compliance with the requirements of RES code and the relevant policies of the Hobsons Bay Planning Scheme. It is therefore recommended that Council maintain its position to not support the application based on these revised grounds.
Thank you. Are there any questions, councillors? No, and I have none as well. So now we'll just go over to the objectors, and I'm going to start, unless I'm told otherwise, but Aaron Van Winden, would you like to go first?
Thanks, Mayor. Yeah, that's fine. Look, I've submitted a fairly detailed letter to the Delegated Planning Committee, which hopefully they've got a copy of. So that's basically the letter that I've submitted to the VCAT hearing, which outlines in detail the non-compliance with a whole range of elements, particularly of the NCO3 overlay. So I won't go into detail. That's all in the letter there that was sent through. The only thing I would say is just out of the 123 lots that the NCO3 is made up of, this would be the only double story dual occupancy development in that NCO3 overlay area. There is one other dual occupancy that has a single story and a double story, which was done probably about 15, maybe 20 years ago. But that's got the original house on one end and a little double story place on the other end, and it's a corner block, so it's got better access to the street as well. Whereas this one is obviously not on the corner. So yeah, it would be the only one of this type. On top of the fact that it doesn't meet all those different elements outlined in my letter, which are very similar to what was just spoken to. So I'll probably leave it at that.
Thank you. Are there any questions of Mr. Van Winden? So can I just clarify what you're saying? So there are no other double-storey duocs anywhere in that area?
No, so there's 123 lots within the NCO3 overlay. There is one that is dual occupancy, and it has the original, I think it's a brick veneer place on it. It's right up in the northeast corner of the overlay area. And then the back of that block has been chopped off, and they've put a double story townhouse on that, on the corner block. But apart from that, there are no other dual occupancies within that area. There are a couple of places that have dual crossovers. There's maybe less than half a dozen that have dual crossovers, but no other dual occupancies.
Interesting. All right. Okay. Thank you for that, Mr. Van Winden. Now we move over to Michelle Sterling and Glenn Dymott.
Daria's got a question, me.
Oh, sorry. I missed that.
Through you, Mayor, am I allowed to ask questions off the back of what Mr. Winden has said to the planning team?
I will allow that.
Okay. So through you, Mr. Mayor, I've got a question for Mr. Vatsakis. So Mr. Van Winden has made the statement that this building is the only dual occupancy in the area that's you know, potentially in the pipeline. Can you advise if that's the case, and if there's any background or reasoning as to why this has gotten to this point?
I can do. Thank you, Councillor, and through you, Mayor. In terms of the question, yes, that's correct. This property once had a restrictive covenant on it. The owner chose to make an application and have that covenant removed, which he successfully did. The area covered by the NCO is, and all the houses within there have that restrictive covenant. So if anyone else was to want to build dual occupancy or more than two, they would have to go through the same process of obtaining a planning permit or going through the courts as the previous, as this property owner has done to remove that covenant. So those properties in that area and covered by the NCO do benefit, well, benefit or burden, are burdened by that restrictive covenant to one dwelling. There are, you know, I'm going to say, looking at an aerial photograph of the area, and it, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Van Winden, but it's the street covered by Maidstone Street. You've got Civic Parade to the south. Then you've got the school on the right-hand side or to the east, and then the industrial area to the north. That's the little pocket that we're talking about. And in that little pocket, you know, my quick review is it looks like there are maybe one or two developments which probably were done in advance of restrictive covenants being considered by the planning department. And in terms of planning considerations, consideration of restrictive covenants is, I'm not going to say a new thing, but it's more been since the early 2000s when it's had to be considered. Prior to that, there wasn't a lot of regard given to them either in building permits or planning permits. So it has been something since early 2000s that's had a much higher regard in the planning space. But to answer your question simply, maybe one or two, if that.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Vatsakis. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Callender. So now we'll move on to Michelle Sterling and Glenn Diamond. So I don't know if either one of you or both of you are presenting. I'll let you decide amongst the pair of you.
Oh, thank you. Well, I did send out a letter in with my
objection. Can I, before you start, having trouble hearing you, the volume, I don't know if you can turn it up a bit.
Would that be better?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. I'm not too sure what else I could do there.
Okay.
I'll try and speak up a bit. Sorry, I'm not too well at the moment, but I did send a letter in with the objection to the recent plans. There's not a great deal more I've got much to say. I'm not sure if Glenn, you wanted to say anything.
No, none of the changes really change our objections from the original proposal. We're happy with what we've submitted already. There's nothing to add.
Okay. Councillors, are there any questions of Ms. Sterling or Mr. Diamond? No, and I have none either. Then under Section 89(2)(e) of the Local Government Act, we might adjourn to another room, and we'll come back to you shortly with a decision. I'll remind councillors that you're on mute, so if you unmute yourself, that would be good. So under Section 89 of the Local Government Act, we'll now resume the meeting. So do we have a motion, councillors? Councillor Callender?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you, happy to move a motion to refuse the application as printed in the recommendation.
Thank you. Seeking a seconder?
I'll second that, Mayor Himple.
Thanks, Councillor Greimer. Councillor Callender.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Just I'll keep this one simple and simply say that, you know, the parts that are printed in bold in the recommendation are the new grounds for this permit. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Greimer, do you wish to say anything?
No, I'm happy just to...
Okay. Thank you. So I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour, then it is carried unanimously. So that is passed. I don't need to remind you of your appeal rights because that wouldn't be the case. It's already going to VCAT, and I gather that each of the objectors will be presenting at VCAT. So good luck with that. And if you need any help, I'm sure our council officers can help you in any way that they can, and particularly with procedure and everything like that. So thank you for taking part this evening. And that ends the Delegated Planning Committee meeting for tonight. Thank you.